Classic Rock, C96.3, The Lake Weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Lots of sunshine today with highs around 95. Winds out of the west 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 60. Tonight, clear skies. Tomorrow, high of 86. Partly cloudy and dry Friday and Saturday. Upper 50s Friday, low 60s by Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently 72.
Keeping North Central Kansas informed. This is a Classic Rock Z96.3 The Lake News Update.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores with 13 News. The Kansas legislature has advanced a resolution that would prohibit undocumented immigrants from having any public benefits provided by the state or local communities. The Senate passed the legislation yesterday on a 22-18 vote, and the House did the same thing last week. Lawmakers also removed the in-state tuition provision and moved a separate flight risk selection to a different statute. And Riley County Police are investigating a string of vehicle thefts over the weekend. Police say cars were taken from 10 different addresses between March 20th and the 23rd. All have been recovered. Investigators are asking neighbors to check security video from that point in time and report any suspicious activity to RCPD or Crime Stoppers.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Soybeans are up. Corn is mostly higher. Live cattle and hogs are mostly lower. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your commodity market update on Brownfield. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are higher on fund and technical buying. May beans up 8 at 11.63. July beans up 7.25 at 11.78¾. Corn is mostly higher on fund and technical buying. May corn's up 1¾ at 4.64¼. July corn is up 2¼ at 4.74¾. Live and feeder cattle are down. Choice box beef was sharply lower at midday. April live's down 62 at 234.75. April feeders down 72 at 353.72. Hogs are mixed on spread trade. April lean hogs down 20 at 90.85. May lean hogs down 2 at 95.45. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Congratulations, you just met a deer with your bumper. Don't worry, it happens to the best of us and the rest of us and pretty much everybody in Kansas. When Bambi body slams your ride, call DeVore Auto Body and Collision. Their 24-hour record service is always on call. Just dial 534-1982. Yep, even at 2 a.m. when the deer are apparently hosting a dance party on Highway 24. Save the number, 534-1982. DeVore Auto Body and Collision, fixing deer disasters one fender at a time.
Metal buildings come in many different shapes, sizes, and styles, not to mention colors. Singer Construction will provide you with a quality product at an affordable price, accurate information to aid you in your buying decision, detailed building advice to suit your needs, and continued service after the sale. From the simplest project to the most complex, call John for a bid today at 785-545-4494 for your commercial, agricultural, or residential needs.
Hello. Hello, this is Karen Finney. I'm an RN at Downs Care and Rehab. We're here when you or your loved one needs a little extra support. Whether it's short-term rehab after a hospital stay or temporary respite for caregivers, our team steps in with compassion and understanding. We provide skilled nursing, encouragement, and personalized care, along with home-style meals and engaging activities, making comfort and a connection a priority every day. At Downs Care and Rehab, we honor our mission values: character, attitude, respect, excellence, and service, by caring for your loved ones like family.
I prefer to do it on my desk.
I like to do it in my shop.
And I really prefer to do it in my bed. But we really don't need to know where you do it. But you can shop from anywhere at LazyHAuto.com. Located just north of Glen Elder State Park on Highway 128. Open Monday through Friday, 1 to 5, and by appointment 7 days a week at your convenience. Quality like new and used vehicles and close out camper deals. Shop anywhere at LazyHAuto.com.
Beginning Monday, March 23rd, Road Safe will start closing off 8th Street in Beloit, which will be closed to all traffic between Hersey Street and Poplar Street for another street construction project starting Tuesday, the 24th. At this time, the estimated completion is approximately 9 weeks, depending on the weather. Updated information will be released as it becomes available. Motorists should plan alternate routes and allow extra time when moving through the area. During the construction project, officers from the Beloit Police Department will conduct traffic enforcement in the work zone. These efforts support worker safety and help guide motorists through alternate routes. The department appreciates the public's patience and cooperation as the project moves forward. If anyone has any questions regarding this project, they can contact the City of Beloit or the Beloit Police Department.
A slow start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs had no comparison at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Round Deal Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet. Bids have been elusive. Asking prices have started to surface in Texas at $238 to $240 live, but the rest of cattle country has been quiet. Packer inquiry could pick up as the day progresses, but significant trade volume will likely hold out until sometime late in the week. At the Kingsville Livestock Auction in Missouri, steers and heifers were steady to $10 higher, with spots of up to $15 higher on cattle weighing 650 to 750 pounds. The USDA says demand was good for a moderate supply that included yearlings, fall-born calves, and some hard-weaned calves. Replacement heifers were also met with good demand. Feeder supply included 48% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 604 to 647 pounds, brought $440 to $480. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 603 to 623 pounds, brought $397.50 to $427, and feeder heifer, 702 to 703 pounds, brought $395 to $402. Box beef was mixed at midday with mixed demand for solid offerings. Choice dropped $7.91 to $392. Select was $2.53 higher at $397.09. Cash hog prices had no comparison at midday. There were solid negotiated purchases. The market remains largely focused on demand. There are concerns that demand for U.S. pork on the global market could stumble. At the same time, the domestic market continues to look for opportunities. Easter is just around the corner, which could bode well for parts of the cutout, specifically ham. In addition, pork remains a competitively priced protein in the retail space. The market's also looking ahead to this week's quarterly hogs and pigs report from the USDA, and hog weights dropped slightly on the week. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a weighted average of 91.27. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $63, and pork values were firm at midday, up 23 cents at 97.20. Ribs were sharply higher. Butts, hams, and picnics were up. Loins and bellies were down. I'm Megan Grebner for Roundfield.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Wichita State's season came to an end in a heartbreaking fashion in the NIT quarterfinals as they fell 83-79 to Tulsa after a furious second-half comeback. The Shockers dug themselves a massive hole early, trailing by as many as 24 points in the first half after Tulsa came out red-hot from three-point land and built a 50 52-36 halftime lead, but Wichita State didn't go away. Out of the locker room, the Shockers chipped away behind tough defense and relentless trips to the free throw line, where they went an impressive 29-31 on the night. The comeback was complete when Wichita State erased the deficit and grabbed its first lead with just over 6 minutes to play. However, Tulsa answered late, executing down the stretch and knocking down key free throws to seal it. TJ Williams led Wichita State with 19 points and 8 boards, while Dylan Batty had 17 points. The Shockers finished the season at 24-12 and just short of a trip to the NIT semifinals. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
The Beloit High School baseball team competed against Sacred Heart on Tuesday night, losing the first game 3-1 and winning the second game 2-0. It was a thrilling night for the Beloit Trojans, as both teams were strong on the hill on Tuesday, but Sacred Heart varsity Knights were just a little bit stronger in the first game and at the plate in their 3-1 victory over Beloit varsity Trojans. Joel Rexroth started the game for Beloit varsity Trojans and recorded 12 outs. Sacred Heart varsity Knights got on the board in the top of the third inning after Wells doubled to center field and Hine grounded out, each scoring one run. Rexroth stepped on the mound first for Beloit varsity Trojans. The Stars surrendered 3 hits and 2 runs, 0 earned over 4 innings, striking out 4 and walking 1. Ivy stepped on the mound first for Sacred Heart varsity Knights. The left-hand pitcher gave up 3 hits and 0 runs over 6 innings, striking out 9 and walking 3. Brooks Dunston went 2 for 2 at the plate and led the team with 1 run batted in. Dunston and Paxton Fouts each collected 2 hits for Beloit varsity Trojans. Hines drove the middle of the lineup, leading Sacred Heart varsity Knights with 2 runs batted in. The cleanup hitter went 1 for 4 on the day. Sprague led Sacred Heart varsity Knights with 2 hits and 3 at-bats. Sacred Heart varsity Knights turned 1 double play in the game. In the nightcap, the Beloit varsity Trojans defeat Sacred Heart varsity Knights in a pitcher's duel 2-0. Both teams were extremely tough on the hill on Tuesday, but Beloit varsity Trojans defeated Sacred Heart varsity Knights 2-0. Paxton Fouts started the game for Beloit varsity Trojans and recorded 21 out. Fouts threw 7 innings on the way to a shutout. The pitcher struck out 8. Beloit Trojans got on the board in the bottom of the 5th inning after Rexroth flew out and Joel Fuller grounded out, each scoring 1 run. Armstrong began the game for Sacred Heart Knights. The starter gave up 2 hits and 2 runs, 0 earned over 5 innings, striking out 4 and walking 3. Tripp Stillwell, Colton Adolph, and Dunston each collected 1 hit for Beloit Trojans. The Trojans didn't commit a single error in the field. Stillwell had the most chances in the field with 12. Sprague went 1 for 2 at the plate to lead Sacred Heart in hits. Beloit varsity Trojans play at home on Monday against Concordia at a 4 o'clock game. Other games around the area, it was the Wichita Defenders going 8 innings against Sylvan Lucas on Tuesday night in Lucas. They won the first game 6-5 in extra innings. Then Sylvan Lucas came back in a thrilling game and went 7 innings, winning 11-10. Cody Charvat got the save for Sylvan Lucas.
Central Valley Ag, every operation is more than a business. It's a legacy. That's why Central Valley Ag delivers trusted agronomy, grain marketing, feed solutions, and energy products designed to help farmers and ranchers succeed season after season. From expert seed and crop input recommendations to smart grain marketing backed by local knowledge and global reach, Central Valley Ag helps producers make confident decisions. Add in fuel, feed, fertilizer, crop protection, and precision tools, and it's a full lineup built to support agriculture from the ground up. With locations across Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska, Central Valley Ag remains committed to the communities it serves. Learn more at cvacoop.com.
When it comes to keeping your wheels turning big or small, American Ag and Auto in Glen Elder has you covered. They specialize in semi and heavy-duty diesel repair, tackling the toughest jobs to keep your trucks and equipment on the move. But that's not all. American Ag and Auto also offers full-service automotive repair, from quick fixes and small repairs to major overhauls. Plus, protect your investment with BG fluid flushes, helping your vehicle run stronger and longer. Call 545-3266 or book online at AmericanAgandAuto.com. American Ag and Auto, keeping everything from family cars to big rigs rolling strong.
Looking for incredible deals? Then you need to get to Lakeside Auction in Glen Elder. We hold exclusive contracts with three different Sam's Club locations, bringing you massive savings every day. Our prices are 40 to 50% lower than Sam's Club pricing, and we're constantly filling our shelves with premium big box inventory. The best part? We're always open to the public, and everyone is welcome to save big. Lakeside Auction, 328 Nash Street in Glen Elder. If we don't have it, you probably don't need it.
You're never alone on this journey. Families across our community trust in Solomon Valley Hospice to walk beside them through life's most tender moments with kindness, understanding, and care. Here's what families are saying. They brought peace to our whole family. Their care made all the difference. They helped us focus on what truly mattered, time together. Solomon Valley Hospice, providing comfort, dignity, and compassion when it matters most. Visit mchks.com or call 785-738-9260.
C96.3, The Lake.